Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Gillette man arrested after young children found wandering outside apartment. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A 29-year-old Gillette man is facing a child endangerment charge after two young children were found wandering outside an apartment Wednesday afternoon. According to Gillette Police Captain Eric Voss, officers responded to the apartments on West Worlow Drive after a 4-year-old boy and a 3-year-old girl were found outside their apartment building without supervision. Investigators determined the children lived in an apartment with a 29-year-old man and a 26-year-old woman. The woman was not home at the time, and the man told officers he had been asleep when the children left the apartment. Police also reviewed video that showed the 3-year-old unattended in the apartment complex swimming pool. Officers further discovered an infant was inside the apartment during the incident. The 29-year-old man was arrested on a charge of child endangerment. The case remains under investigation. Wyoming opens applications for $205 million in rural healthcare funding. Wyoming healthcare providers can now apply for a share of $205 million in federal funding aimed at strengthening healthcare services across the state, particularly in rural communities. According to WildFile, the Wyoming Department of Health is accepting applications through August 3rd for projects that expand emergency medical services, create physician residency programs, improve hospital care, and expand telehealth services. The money comes from the Federal Rural Health Transformation Program created under President Trump's 2025 One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Supporters, including Senator John Barrasso, say the funding will help improve access to health care in Wyoming, where many rural communities struggle with provider shortages and long travel distances for medical care. However, some health care advocates have raised concerns that the state has only a few months to award and obligate the funding, increasing the risk of waste or missed opportunities. Others note the funding is designed to improve healthcare access, but will not directly lower Wyoming's high health insurance costs. State officials say this is just the first round of funding, with Wyoming expected to receive hundreds of millions more through 2030 if the program continues. Eligible organizations have until August 3rd to submit their applications. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.